Good evening. My name is Michael and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, so let me continue. Would you like to continue with the survey in English or in Spanish?
How long is this going to take?
A few minutes, probably about 5 minutes.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, just a moment. English. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not
definite
very likely
voting.
To vote.
Just okay. A definite vote.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat,
Independent.
Some other? Okay. And what is your main racial background?
White Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your age?
56.
And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off the wrong track?
They're off track.
And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? I will read some options. Affordable housing, corruption in city government, growth and overdevelopment, property insurance costs, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion.
So I have to pick one?
Yes, the most important to you.
Holy crap. House affordability, I guess.
Okay, just a moment. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first person is Joe Carollo.
Out. Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Next, Francis Suarez.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
I guess very.
Next, Aileen Higgins.
Don't know.
Next, Daniela Levine Caba.
Okay, say that again.
Daniela Levine Caba.
No opinion.
Next, Damian Pardo.
So far positive.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Well, so far very favorable.
Next, Christine King.
Not familiar.
Next, Donald Trump.
extremely unfavorable. If you can put that to infinity, that'll be great.
Next, Miguel Gabello.
Don't know.
Next, Manolo Reyes.
I guess favorable.
Somewhat or very?
I would go with somewhat.
Next, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Yes.
I guess
yes,
favorable.
Her. Very or somewhat?
Compared to the others, I guess very.
And if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican
Just
candidate?
Kamala Harris. Don't even mention the rest.
Okay. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
If it were today, definitely yes. Kamala Harris.
Okay, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time for qualifying of a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Okay, so right now there's no referendum requiring candidates to reside in the city that they're running for office.
I don't know. I just have this paragraph.
I don't know how to answer that question because I am not familiar with what the current situation is. So I have to first find out. If there's already a thing that says that they have to be living in the city of Miami, maybe that's for a longer period of time. So then I wouldn't change it to a 1 year period. I would leave it for the longer period. So I don't know how I would vote.
Okay. And if you have to choose?
Well, if I have to choose, I can't choose. I can't choose because maybe the current ordinance or referendum says that they have to be there for 3 years minimum. And now I'm switching it to 1 year if I say yes for this. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know what the current status is. So I can't tell you my answer on that.
Okay. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revest Development at 1111 Park Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres of Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Icarus Island Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable
zoning. They should not get that. No. No development. Enough.
Okay, and well, the red says returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum? No against.
I've heard that before, so no.
No against.
Enough against it.
Okay, and would you say definitely voting or probably voting against no?
Definitely voting against it.
And a third referendum.
Fucking Island's going to stink eventually. All right, proceed.
Okay, the third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall city charter be amended?
Isn't that similar to the other one? I read this already in the newspaper. It's almost similar. Same concept, construction on Watson Island, just a different packaging.
Something like that.
So against it. Yeah, so against it. I'm against construction on Watson Island. So anything involving construction on Watson Island is out.
Okay, and would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely voting no.
Okay, the remainder of this survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. You will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. The first one is selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value.
No.
Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Next, $9 million contribution to affordable housing.
In Watson Island.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, no. Like, just put no across the board. I don't want anyone selling property on Watson Island, touching Watson Island, doing anything on Watson Island. Enough is enough.
Just strongly disapprove?
extra strongly.
Next, reducing the overall amount of development.
Oh, reducing the... Okay, in Watson Island or just in general?
No, in Watson Island.
Yeah, I'm for reducing development, I guess.
Just strongly or somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Next, expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Ah, that would be a positive.
So somewhat or strongly approved?
Somewhat.
Next, allowing office space to be included.
No.
Somewhat
see,
or strongly
approved?
This is how
they catch it. Strongly disapprove. They're trying to like, no. This whole questionnaire is so confusing and misleading because then you get me to approve to certain parts of the freaking proposal when I'm against the whole proposal. But yes, they have some interesting pieces in it to try to snatch you. So can we just get past this already? Because I'm not going to answer any more questions from Watson Island.
I understand. Is, in general, allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums?
In Watson Island, there's no timeshare residence. So go, no.
Okay, strongly disapprove?
Disapprove. Come on, Michelle.
And no cost to the city or taxpayers?
No.
Do you approve or disapprove?
On Watson Island. Whatever that falls into, that's where I am.
So strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove on anything going on Watson Island. Just put it across the board.
You will not be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal
no,
will update.
I don't want any more description. I already read it online. I read the proposal. I don't need to know anymore. What's next? If it's just on
okay.
Watson Island, we can move on.
Okay, so knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against this referendum?
Against the referendum already.
Definitely, probably, or leave.
Definitely. Come on, let's go.
And regardless of your position, what is the one thing that you like the most about you just heard?
The park. Just like okay. Walkability, a park, a promenade.
Okay,
other than that, I like nothing. No buildings, no nothing, no towers, no residential, no hotel.
Okay, on the other part.
We need green spaces. Not more
on the other part, you will now be given some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one is, this proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. Convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all?
Not too convincing. Not too convincing.
Next, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land and not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford.
Somewhat more convincing.
Okay, next, this proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters.
That's a strong reason to vote against it.
And next, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets.
Not very convincing.
Okay, not too or not at all?
That's the status quo, so it's not convincing at all.
Okay, and you will now begin some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not so convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one is, this proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and prevent flooding?
Do I have to answer these?
Yes, convincing or not convincing?
Well, the problem is convincing, so I don't like it.
So you will say...
I don't want to help people to find a convincing argument. So let's just say it's not really convincing.
Okay. And next, adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families.
No.
Not too or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Next, this proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
That's not true either, though. Not convincing.
And not too or not at all?
Not at all.
Next, this proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project.
I would say somewhat convincing.
Next, this proposal will result in less overall development that voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built.
Somewhat convincing.
Next and finally, this proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs.
Not convincing. Mami, yo puse ahí porque no creo que va a pasar nada.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing. Okay, I need to get off the phone now.
I understand. And okay, just, it's a very short few questions. And now taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the referendum or vote no against?
Oh my God, I am voting against it. No more development. Enough.
And definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely voting no against this thing.
Okay. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, someone else?
Donald Trump can go burn in hell. Does that give you the answer?
So Joe Biden
Kamala
or
Harris.
Someone else?
Joe
no,
Biden
in the 2020.
In the 2020, you voted for Joe Biden.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a moderate liberal, so I don't know. I don't fall into any of those things.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
And, okay. Okay, thank you very much. That's all for the survey today. I do appreciate
thank
your time.
God.
Have a wonderful day.
You too, bye.